Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, about the suspect vote in Venezuela. The Carter Center did not attend, did not send representatives because they couldn't be certain that they would be given access to all of the polling stations necessary to certify the election. As it turned out, the election is not certified. The validity is challenged around the world. Evan Ellis speaks of the Carter Center and how their statement afterwards was unusually strong, amazingly strong, in making it clear that they doubt the vote. Here's Evan Ellis on the Carter Center. The EU said they doubt it. OAS said they doubt it. US says they doubt it. A number of people said they doubt it. But the Carter Center, independent, it goes into dangerous places to watch vote. And it does not like what it saw, what it could not see in Venezuela. More of this tonight.
Well, John, I know and have a lot of respect for the Carter Center and some of their key leaders like Jenny Lincoln. Also, what I knew from the very beginning was that the Carter Center had reservations about having a presence in a context where they really didn't have access to all of the polling stations and things that they needed to certify a non-fraudulent election. And so I think from the very beginning, the Carter Center, although, again, very widely respected across the region, was a little bit leery about being used. Traditionally, through elections in very controversial places, including Bolivia, has been very cautious about seeming to be biased in favor of one side versus the other. For me, thus, it was particularly striking when the Carter Center actually withdrew its observers unusually quickly after the vote. And then after that withdrawal, openly came out and said that what had happened in Venezuela was not of the standards of a credible international vote. For the Carter Center, that was super, super strong. And I think evidence really that's part of what's mounting across the region of actually, about as close as they could, come within objectivity to calling out Maduro for what's happened. So the Carter Center position, I think, was really significant and really telling for understanding what's happening in Venezuela.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.